This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon and welcome to EN4 News. I'm Katie McKenzie. Coming up on today's programme, Scotland shuts up shop as the Met Office issues a red weather warning.
People get stuck, stranded. You get a small bit of ice on the ground, snow. Lorries get stuck, jackknife. Then we get stuck behind them, customers get stuck behind them, and then you can be in the same bit of road for maybe 2 or 3 hours.
We'll have the latest on how the beast from the east could affect you and what provisions are being made for Edinburgh's homeless as temperatures fall. As Brexit talks continue, we discuss the proposed terms of withdrawal released by the EU today. And an art installation at Hearts Football Ground commemorates a century since the end of World War I. Here's Rolly Gregg.
It is a unique opportunity, whilst remembering the First War fallen, to raise money and awareness for those people today who are suffering from the same injuries and the same mental health issues that people suffered back then.
More on that later in the programme. But first, here's Saskia Williams with today's headlines.
Thank you, Katie. ScotRail says it will start shutting down its services in the next 15 minutes following a red weather warning. Hundreds of schools are closed across the country and Transport Scotland are telling people to avoid travel entirely. Theresa May says she won't agree to the European Commission's draft Brexit agreement, which could see Northern Ireland remain in a customs union. Speaking at Prime Minister's questions earlier, the PM criticised Labour's stance on the issue, saying Jeremy Corbyn's party were betraying the will of the people. Meanwhile, the Scottish Government faces a legal battle to put through an alternative to the UK Parliament's EU withdrawal bill. Brexit Secretary Mike Russell yesterday called for powers to be returned to Holyrood during the transition period. Retailers Toys R Us have gone into administration, putting thousands of jobs at risk. The American company, which has 11 stores in Scotland, has had problems funding its pension scheme. An Edinburgh paedophile who raped an 11-year-old girl has been jailed for 7 years. Norman Nicol from Leith was today convicted at Edinburgh Sheriff Court of offences committed between November 2005 and August 2006. The Scottish Government has renewed its target to reduce carbon emissions by 80% by 2032. The Cabinet Secretary for Environment, Climate Change and Land Reform, Rosanna Cunningham, has today published a new report with plans to phase out petrol and diesel vehicles entirely by 2050. And honeybees have been causing a buzz at Heriot Watt University amid an infestation in the library. 5,000 insects had to be removed from the building after having found their way in through a third-floor classroom. That's all from me. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Saskia. As we've just been hearing, some of the heaviest snowfall in a decade is bringing Scotland to a standstill. The Siberian front hit Britain yesterday, but forecasters are predicting conditions to worsen towards the end of the week. Our reporter Kirstian Wilson has been out in the cold.
Today, the UK has been swept by snow, which has caused major disruptions across the country. A number of ScotRail trains have been brought to a halt and over 400 schools in Scotland have been closed. Adam Jury, a forecaster from WeatherQuest, said that the public should expect the snowfall to continue through the night and tomorrow.
There's a pretty much continual feed coming across from the North Sea of snow showers, and that's really going to continue all through Wednesday and right through Thursday. And total accumulation from sort of Wednesday morning, but people could see another sort of 10 to 15 centimetres quite widely. So actually by the end of Thursday night and into Friday morning, people could have had sort of 20, 25 centimetres of snow.
I'm standing here at Edinburgh Waverley Station as the storm battering the UK wreaks havoc on Scotland's commuters. Several trains have been delayed as over the past hour, the weather warning has been upgraded from amber to red for Lothian, Fife and Forth Valley.
Supposed to get on the 9:30 train to London, which has been cancelled. So now I'm waiting for the 10 o'clock train, which is 35 minutes delayed. If that doesn't run, I'll get on the 10:30, so basically I'm delayed by a couple of hours getting home.
I decided to take an early train this morning because I was due to fly to Heathrow this evening, and my flight's actually been delayed already 10 hours before it's due to take off. But my train is on time so far.
Well, I'm trying to get to Lockerbie, and the train at 8:10 is cancelled, and I was sitting on a train at 8:50. And at 9:30 they announced that the train was cancelled as well. So I'm still sitting here not knowing when I'm going to get back home.
Commuters aren't the only group affected by the bad weather. For Edinburgh's homeless community, this rough winter has made a tough situation even worse. Councillor for Southside and Newington, Cameron Rose, talks about Edinburgh City Council's task force set up to try and solve this issue.
Edinburgh's got a problem with accommodation for homeless people. There is a task force which is set up to address that, to come to find solutions. Edinburgh's put more money into it. I think all parties at the recent budget were putting more money into trying to improve the homeless situation in Edinburgh, trying to find a solution to what has been a bit of an intractable problem.
If you see someone sleeping on the street during this heavy snowfall, then you can help them get shelter by calling Streetwork on 08 08 178 2323.
And our correspondent Kirsty Ann Wilson joins us in the studio now. Kirsty, what's the latest?
Well, Katie, as we've been hearing, ScotRail have shut down services, with several bus routes also being affected, and Lothian buses will be offering a reduced service. Commuters are being warned to double-check bus services before travelling, and drivers are also being told to avoid travel in the red weather zone.
And how long can we expect this to continue?
Well, the weather doesn't look like it's going to be easing up anytime soon, so schools and universities are likely to be shut tomorrow, and further disruptions to travel are to be expected. Our listeners can keep up to date on our social media feeds.
Thanks, Kirsty. The EU today has put forward its own plans for what could happen during the transition phase post-Brexit. This comes after the Scottish Government published its own version yesterday. Our reporter Cameron Storer has more.
Today the EU has proposed a common regulatory area on the island of Ireland if solutions cannot be found by the UK for the post-Brexit border. Unveiling a draft legal agreement, EU negotiator Michel Barnier said this would be a backstop option and called on the UK to come up with alternatives. Theresa May said no UK Prime Minister could ever agree to the EU's propositions, as it would affect the constitution of the United Kingdom. We spoke to David Finnemore, a professor in philosophy and politics at Queen's University Belfast.
It's exceedingly difficult to envisage a situation whereby if the UK withdraws from the customs union and the single market, you can avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland. There would have to be customs controls, there would have to be other controls on the movement of goods, services and capital and potentially people if the UK is outside the single market and outside the customs union.
Conservative MSP for Lothian, Gordon Lyndhurst, expressed concern, suggesting the EU are beyond their reach.
It's something that the Northern Irish and indeed the Irish Parliament and the UK Parliament have been involved in and worked out, you know, over quite a number of years. It's actually, it's not for the European Union to interfere in that.
So how does today's events affect Scotland?
The presiding officer has said that in his view the provisions of this bill are outwith the legislative competence of the Scottish Parliament. He is entitled to that view, but we respectfully disagree.
Yesterday, indeed, Scottish Brexit Minister Mike Russell suggested his own alternative with an EU withdrawal bill at Holyrood. A continuity bill was introduced as a stopgap solution if MSPs do not consent to the UK bill. However, the presiding officer did not back the move, saying it is not for Holyrood to legislate on. MSP for the SNP, Colin Beattie, told us the importance of the bill.
Well, I'm very much in favour of it because the alternative is to allow the UK government to press their bill, which we would have to then deal with in the Parliament here, which takes away powers from Scotland, which is not part of the devolution process.
However, Tory MSP Jeremy Balfour says the bill is not within the best interest of the country.
I fear that we're using this as a political device rather than as a positive device, and I think it has more to do with party politics rather than doing what is the best interest of Scotland and the rest of the United Kingdom.
Michel Barnier will continue negotiations with the UK next week.
Cameron Storer reporting there. The time is 3:08, and here's a reminder of today's headlines. Delays on Scotland's transport network as the cold snap continues. The Scottish Government faces opposition to its alternative EU withdrawal bill, and Hearts Football Club are remembering 100 years since the end of the Great War.
Now, the latest sport highlights on Radio Energy.
Now, here's Ryan Maher with the EN4 Sports Update.
Thank you, Katie. Scotland and England rugby will face no disciplinary action after an altercation between players before Saturday's Calcutta Cup. Both nations were asked to explain the pre-match tunnel clash between Ryan Wilson and Owen Farrell at BT Murrayfield, but the Six Nations Disciplinary Committee found no clear evidence of violent conduct. The committee are due to meet again later today to decide the future of Wilson's Six Nations tournament after he was cited for an alleged act of foul play on England's Nathan Hughes. The Scots defeated England 25-13 and could be without the Glasgow Warriors captain for their next game against Ireland on the 10th of March in Dublin. To club rugby, Edinburgh's tie against Munster at BT Murrayfield is set to go ahead in a crucial Guinness Pro 14 clash. The Capital side have won their last four league games and sit just inside the playoff spot in Conference B. Speaking exclusively to EN4 News, hooker Cameron Fenton, who signed a new one-year contract on Monday, insists he can turn over the Irish province as long as they stick to their game plan.
Yeah, they're the massive team in Europe, but as I just said, I suppose if we play our game, then like, we can beat anyone. So we just need to stick to our strat and just, yeah, hopefully we'll turn over.
At Glasgow Warriors, Rob Harley has signed a new deal until 2020, just 4 days after becoming the club's record appearance holder. In football, all three of tonight's Scottish Premiership fixtures have been postponed due to weather conditions across Scotland. Hibs were due to play Hamilton at Easter Road, but Neil Lennon's side will not have the chance to extend their lead over rivals Hearts after they drew 1-1 with Kilmarnock at Tynecastle last night. Celtic's postponed game at home to Dundee means defender Mikael Lustig's suspension will carry over to the next league game against Rangers. The Sweden international was shown a red card in the win over Aberdeen on Sunday. The other tie called off tonight is between Motherwell and Aberdeen. Elsewhere in football, Hibs boss Neil Lennon says he expects to be punished by the Scottish Football Association. Lennon is set to face a hearing at Hampden Park on March the 15th, following an angry reply to referee Kevin Clancy, where he was seen sarcastically clapping in the official's face after his side conceded a penalty during Saturday's draw at Kilmarnock.
A debatable, controversial decision has gone against me and cost us a goal. And then the next thing, I can't do my job anymore. So it was a double whammy, hence my emotional outburst, if you want to call it that. I'm not proud of it. I'm not happy with myself about it. I'm sure I'll get punished for it, but there are mitigating circumstances.
That's all for today's sport. You can catch up on all our stories and a lot more at en4news.com. But back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Ryan. Still to come.
Well, John McIntosh was one of the most brilliant lecturers, one of the most brilliant thinkers, one of the great professors that Edinburgh University has had.
We speak to former Prime Minister Gordon Brown as MSPs celebrate the life of the forefounder of Scottish devolution. But first, 2018 marks 100 years since guns fell silent on the battlefields of Europe. One Edinburgh football club has unveiled a new memorial to commemorate the fallen. Megan Taylor has more.
I'm here at Tynecastle Stadium, home of the Heart of Midlothian Football Club, and as of today, it's also home to a number of Tommy figures. These Tommy figures are 6-foot silhouettes of soldiers that will stand on the pitch as part of the There But Not There campaign, run by War Remembrance charity Remembered. They stand to mark 100 years since the end of the First World War, and also signal the start of the campaign in Scotland. Remembered is trying to place as many figures as possible around the country for as many names on war memorials as possible, placing them in schools, places of worship and places that they would be missed from. We spoke to Rowley Gregg, Director of Operations at There But Not There, about how important this campaign is to keep supporting veterans and the progress so far.
We need the whole nation to get behind this, because if we are able to make £15 million plus for mental health and military charities, you know, just think what that can do for those people that are suffering. It is a unique opportunity, whilst remembering the First War fallen, to raise money and awareness for those people today who are suffering from the same injuries and the same mental health issues that people suffered back then. And that is what's just so incredible about this project, because whilst remembering the fallen from the First World War, using it as a unique opportunity, we are also raising money to help.
Heart of Midlothian Football Club, or Hearts as they're often referred to, were chosen to launch the campaign in Scotland because of their strong history with the Great War. David Speed, Heart of Midlothian's historian, gave us an insight into the past.
What the Hearts Club did was it went to its players and said, look, if you want to go and serve, we will honour your contracts. You come back fully fit, you will get back into the team again. And while you're away, we'll pay your wages to your wife. So you took that pressure off them.
The fundraising is well underway. Rowley Gregg told us more.
The most incredible thing that's just happened is the nation are getting behind this. We already have 15,000 Tommies that have been sold in the space of 3 hours. That is more than £450,000 that have been raised for these charities already in the last 3 hours.
Charities benefiting from the campaign include the Royal Foundation Heads Together, Help for Heroes and Walking with the Wounded.
And finally, he has known as the man behind Scottish devolution. Today, MSPs gather to celebrate the life of John McIntosh, a renowned politician, academic and campaigner. Lee Dalgetty reports.
The 40th anniversary of the death of John McIntosh is being marked this week at the Scottish Parliament. McIntosh passed away in 1978 after a life dedicated to politics. Known for his advocacy for devolution and a pro-European stance, McIntosh pushed for the idea of dual nationality, where Scots were considered both Scottish and European. This week, an exhibition celebrates his life at Parliament. Scottish Labour MSP Ian Gray, who sponsored the event, told us what he thought McIntosh would think of the current political situation in Scotland.
You know, we have this event this week in the Scottish Parliament to mark 40 years since McIntosh died. I think he would be very pleased at the Parliament and its existence and the powers that it has, but he would be devastated by Brexit, because he believed very strongly in politics happening at the right level.
Speaking exclusively to EN4 News, former Prime Minister Gordon Brown had kind words to say about Mr. McIntosh and his influence on the world of Scottish politics.
Well, John McIntosh was one of the most brilliant lecturers, one of the most brilliant thinkers, one of the great professors that Edinburgh University has had. Yeah, I remember listening to some of John's lectures, and of course it was remarkable. He would come into the lecture theatre with maybe 400 students, and when he got to his seventh or eighth point, you wondered how you remembered everything that he was actually talking about. So he was an inspirational lecturer. He was a great thinker.
McIntosh's words are remembered often, quoted here by First Minister Nicola Sturgeon.
Indeed, there is a quotation from McIntosh at the entrance to the Donald Dewar Reading Room in the Scottish Parliament, taken from a speech he gave to the House of Commons in 1976. And it says this: "People in Scotland want a degree of government for themselves. It's not beyond the wit of man to devise the institutions to meet those demands."
The Parliament that stands in Edinburgh today was integral to McIntosh's vision for Scotland. And while he might not have lived to see it, his legacy carries over.
Lee Dalgetty reporting there.
Now, the weather on Radio Energy.
Scattered showers across Edinburgh with some snow drifting in and strong easterly winds. And there's some sunny periods but bitterly cold with lows of -5°C. And now today's closing headlines. ScotRail has now suspended all of its services as a red weather warning is in place in the Central Belt. Lothian buses say they're running a reduced service and will update passengers via social media. And the Scottish Government is to get legal backing from the Lord Advocate this afternoon over the SNP's alternative Brexit bill. You can find more stories on our website at ian4news.com. I'm Katie McKenzie.